We've been just praying and then we don't seek God for strategies. Peter been fishing all night long. What was the strategy? Go launch out in the deep. The woman with the issue of blood, what was the strategy? Go touch the hem of his garment. What strategies did God give you? God will tell you to do something. What strategies are you looking for? It's one thing to say, I'm going to take something. It's one thing to say, we're going to go and possess the land. But what strategies is God giving you? In 2020, during the hype of COVID, my 25-year-old daughter, I come home that Thursday. She said she had, she said, I think she was laying on the couch. I said, what's wrong? She said, I don't know. She said, I feel like I got a cold. And that Friday evening, I went to work and I called and I said, what? I said, you up? She said, no. I said, I don't know. You need to go to the doctor. Something don't sound right. You need to go to the doctor. So my wife then, she said, I think something is wrong. She said, she can't breathe. I said, what do you mean she can't breathe? She said, I think you need to come home. She can't breathe. When I got to her, she barely was breathing. We rushed her to the emergency room. When we rushed her there, that was on a Friday. We rushed her there on that Friday. They immediately took her in. They put her on oxygen. And then that Monday, we get a call. The doctor called us on a video call because nobody couldn't go there. We get a call on that Monday. And on that Monday, the doctor was on the phone. He said, we're putting her on a ventilator. And he said, do not expect her getting off. He said, we're not really. He said, I got to prepare you for the worst. He said, she's not going to live. She had no precondition, no nothing. Says she's not going to live. And so the doctor was on the video call, and I'm looking at it with tears in my eyes, and I said, wait a minute. I said, Doc, do you believe in miracles? He said, I do. I said, good, you're going to see one. I walked away from the video. I won't talk to you. This is my child. I don't want to talk to you. And he said, well, I'm just telling you, you know, she in her condition, she won't, her lungs is completely failing. In her condition, she won't live. I said, I don't want to talk to you. I went outside. Somebody said, strategies. I went outside. I didn't say, oh, God, heal my daughter. Oh, God. I didn't say none of that. This is what I said. I said, Lord, how do I pray for this? I didn't just say anything. How do I pray for this? All of a sudden, she actually was an adopted child. All of a sudden, God reminded me when she was 6 years old, we got her off the plane, and she was sitting in my lap when she first day she was there, and I talked to her about Jesus. And I told her, I said, this in my house, we believe in Jesus. And I said, you want to accept Jesus? She said, yeah, pray with her. And God spoke to me. He said, remember Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for the Lord was with him. He said, if God anointed Jesus and she accepted him and Jesus inside of her, is he not bigger than COVID-19? And he said, so speak to the anointing on the inside of her, which is Jesus, and command it to rise up over COVID-19. And so what happened? I did it. I spoke to that anointing. And then he reminded me of this. He reminded me of Kenneth Copeland's granddaughter who was in the hospital and had meningitis. And he went in the room and she was under this oxygen tank, oxygen bag. And he went in there and he said, I command the anointing on the inside of you to rise up, take dominance over this thing. And he said, that little girl raised up and said, Pawpaw, I'm healed. And God reminded me of that. So I spoke to the anointing. What was the strategy? See, this is, let me tell you something. If you don't get strategy, sometimes it can be a matter of life or death. You got to see God for strategy. God has a strategy for everything. Everybody say next 40.
Next 40.
Strategy. He wanted to give you strategy. So what happened? So the doctor said, he said, well, she's not going to come out in her condition. She's not going to make it. But I had the word on it. God gave me a strategy. I got the strategy on it. And so I spoke to it. So I would get a call and said, she actually stayed on the vent for 7 weeks. I got a call one time and said, hey, her lungs is failing. She's not going to make it. Be praying. I said, I'm not praying for nothing. So why are you not praying? I said, because I got the word on it. He gave me a strategy. I got another call and said, well, it looked like her venous got, she got an infection. And they said, be praying. I said, I'm not praying because I got the word on. He gave me a strategy. I said, that anointing in her is going to rise up. And while I'm working, sometimes I operate an excavator machine. I do concrete work. While I'm working, I would just be saying, God, I thank you that anointing is rising up in her. That anointing is rising up in her. It's coming up in her. It's taking dominance over COVID-19. And so that was the strategy that God gave me. And all of a sudden they said, well, we're gonna wean her off the vent. Well, ain't used to me acting all happy-fied. I already knew it. So they start weaning her off the vent. So after they began to wean her off the vent, then all of a sudden they said, well, we're going to put her in rehab. But there's no hospital bed. I get another call. Be praying. We need a hospital bed to come up because the hospital was full. Be praying. I said, I ain't praying about that. God started, let him finish it. Can I take a side note? If you don't get a little to yourself when it comes to the things of God, the devil will run roughshod over you. Slap somebody high five, say, get a little to yourself. Wake some of you up. Get a little to yourself. So to make a long story short, they said she was coming home in December. They said she should be coming home probably by Christmas. Well, she came home the day after Thanksgiving. They said they would have long-lasting conditions of all of that. Guess what? She's functioning, doing everything she needs to do. She's completely healed by the power of God. But guess what? It was strategy. I had to find the strategy. See, you've been believing God for some stuff. You've been praying about some stuff. But what reason you hadn't got some of the things you get, you haven't asked God what strategies you... There is a strategy to God. Amen? Amen. Somebody said, be bold.
Be bold.
Strategies.
Strategy.
That's how we take it. Next 40. How are we going to get it? Bold. And we're going to what? Have strategies. Next thing we're going to do is what? Speak it. If y'all been around here, I know y'all heard this before. Go to Mark 11, 23. I'm going to tell you what we used to do years ago, so I'm going to practice with you guys. I'm going to put y'all on it, okay? If I say Mark 11, 23, I want y'all to holler and lose it. Y'all know what I mean by lose it? Just holler like you ain't got good sense. Like a little kid getting a popsicle. Some of y'all laughing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen a little kid getting a popsicle and it's hot outside. They waiting on you to give them the popsicle. They sitting there dancing around and going on. They happy, right? So when I said Mark 11, 23, I stomp a hole in the devil's head with Mark 11, 23. I have whooped the devil over 25 years with Mark 11, 23. Y'all turn to Mark 11, 23. Okay, I'm going to act like I'm in Mississippi. Y'all turn to Mark 11, 23. You want to defeat the, you want to literally cause the enemy havoc? You want to wreak havoc on him? Mark 11, 23. So here's Mark 11, 23 says, verily, verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall. Oh, come on, don't y'all go to sleep on me. Whosoever shall what?
Say
unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he shall come to pass. He can have whatsoever he.
Say.
He can have whatsoever he.
Say.
He can have whatsoever he.
Say.
Somebody say, I take Houston.
I take Houston.
You can have what you.
Say.
Glory.
Anybody need healing? You just take it because you can have what you.
Say.
That's how you go over. That's how you get it. You can have what you what?
Say.
I can have what I say. It works on anything. Negative or positive. I used to try it out on stuff. Pastor, I used to have that. People used to call me. Matter of fact, my brother used to say, hey, you just don't be scared about nothing. I said, why? You just don't let nothing bother you. Why? You just act like just, I would tell people all the time, why would you act all afraid when you know who backing you up?